A big thank you for everyone who survived on Zoom today. Bless you, bless you, bless you. We pray that the Holy Spirit, who is the same Holy Spirit here as he is in your home, will really touch you in a massive way today. I don't know about you, but I'm really encouraged. I'm really excited. I'm really sensing, you know, that God is doing a lot of shifting and moving his people ready for all that he is about to pour out in this season. And, you know, I don't know about you, but there's been a lot to take in today and last night as well. So we want this session to just slow down, slow everything down right now. So you've got time to really digest a lot of what has been getting said. And we've done a little questionnaire that we're going to hand out to you in a moment. And we've called it Questions to Help You Advance. Because each... My beautiful assistant was already... There we go. So we really want to equip you and empower you and give you time and opportunity, you know, while we're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to really just spend time with him and for him to touch anything while you've got that time and space. You know, once we get home, it's like we get busy again, don't we? You know, what has been changing? I just want to tell you a couple of things that's been changing for us in this time. You know, Stephen and I have become grandparents. Yay! I'm excited for that. And we have a little grandson called Max, and he's 7 months old, and he's busy blowing bubbles and doing all kinds of things, especially blowing raspberries when it's because a mouthful of food is really particularly interesting. But we're just absolutely loving, you know. And then Eliza arrived 7 weeks ago, my daughter's little baby girl. So we're loving it. We've got a little pram. We've got all the bits and pieces ready, you know, just loving it. And it means you've changed. You're not just parents anymore, you know, and it's just a really exciting time. You know, we're watching our children becoming parents themselves, and that's a real joy, you know, just to watch them enjoying their lessons, you know, and we're not having to have the sleepless nights. It's even great. So that's good. And I know for Ali and Ian, it's been a season of change as Ian has retired from being the head teacher. They've been caring for their dad, and Ian's dad has just recently gone into residential care. So that's been a massive shift and change for them as well. In CWM, the team that we lead, we've gone undergone great, huge shifts. We've seen change of trustees. We've seen a change in the leadership team. We've seen a few people go, and we've seen lots of new people come. And it's been a shift in kind of the style of who we are, because God gives you who you need with the gifts that they have at the right time. And so, you know, it's great that we don't have to feel bereft that people have left. We've, you know, they've come to us and said, God's told us, we've been fasting and praying. And so you celebrate that, because we're all in the kingdom, aren't we? So that's great. And the new people are helping us go to another place, you know, spiritually, with the gifts that they have. And so we really have transitioned that journey really well. And we're not sort of too scared or in pain to talk about the changes. It's been really good, and God's been gracious to us in all of that. And of course, like many of us, we've gone from meeting live to going on Zoom and learning all these new skills that we didn't know we needed to learn, which has enabled us to literally travel all around the world without leaving our living rooms. And sometimes when it's raining and it's cold and you don't feel like going out, that's great, isn't it? But, you know, it's enabled us to actually become, you know, not just a national team, but an international team. So we have team members who live in Ghana, and they're able to join us. So that's really cool. There's some advantages, isn't there, to all these changes. And we feel like we're still on the potter's wheel as a team, you know, and some things we don't know the answers to yet. So we don't know, we've moved out of our office You know, and we're saying, do we go back? Do we not go back? Are we going to have our big push in that particular centre? Or are we going to be somewhere else? You know, and so there's lots of technical things, like your team here, of all the technical things, making sure everything's videoed and can go out on the internet. And, you know, it's all that technical thing, which you can't just switch off now. We don't fit back in. You don't fit back in the old box, do you? You know, you can't just meet how you did before. Everything's changed. And so, you know, we're just looking to God. What does that look like? You know, what are there any other things that we need to let go of as a team? I've been involved with a team called Liverpool Catalyst, which is one of my babies, that was born 16 years ago, that has been a multimillionaire, came to see me and said, would I mind giving his money away? And I'm like, oh, let me just pray about that for a moment. And, you know, it's been a great joy, you know, for 13 of those years to distribute £1.6 million into Merseyside in £5,000 mostly pots. So it's been a lot of work behind the scenes, and we've had several hundred projects, you know, working with sex workers, working with people with all kinds of addictions, working in the schools, you name it, we've got somebody somewhere working in that area. Going into the prisons has been just really exciting, and even more exciting when you come back out again, which is really good. You know, but there's been some amazing, incredible things, and some just personal stories of lives transformed, that have just changed me forever, you know. And one in particular was a lady who was addicted to drugs and alcohol and sex, and was in a real emaciated state. And she got involved with one of our community champions, who really helped her, you know, to be freed from the sex work that she was involved with. She got free of drugs and alcohol, and she looked beautiful, sort of this emaciated woman. And just a few weeks ago, Jenny, who's our community champion that's been leading that work, was ordained in the Anglican Church. And, you know, the person that stood for her, because you have someone who nominates you, don't you? And this person who nominated her wasn't any of the fantastic vicars that have been kind of overseeing her and training and equipping her. It was this young lady called Maxine, who stood for her, you know, to nominate her. And for me, that was just like one of the most amazing, fantastic moments, you know. And we've seen a lot of those, you know. We've no idea, to be honest, the thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. And at the moment, we're busy working with the refugees, and that's a great big project. But God has said to me, Sue, you need to let it go. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, the thing is, if you're carrying something longer than you should do, you're holding it back. Yes. You know, and I can't afford to hold it back. I love it too much. And so about 2 weeks ago, we had a beautiful big dinner party, and we announced that we are releasing it. And already our champions are rising up, and they've got ideas, and, you know, so we're really excited of what is going to happen with that. You know, sometimes God takes something out of your hands that you really love, you know, because you've done everything you can do, and it's someone else's turn, you know, which is great. You know, if children were in school, you know, my daughter is a deputy in a nursery, and, you know, if she was still teaching the children when they're 18 and 19 years old, they're not going to learn as much, are they, you know, as much as she's a fantastic teacher. You know, there's a time to hand things over, isn't there, to the next level. And if God's going to take us all to the next level, there's sometimes things from our last season that we need to release, you know, and they'll go on, you know, to greater things, which I'm very excited about. You know, for me and Steve, things have been changing a lot as far as church is concerned. God has been moving us there as well. But, you know, if we want to advance, if we really want to advance, we've got to do what God tells us. You know, we won't go very far at all if we don't. So we're going to spend some time, we feel, right now. And there's a sheet that we're going to pass around to you that's got some questions on it. And they're just to stimulate you a little bit. You, if you want, you can ignore it altogether. God might have said something different to you, and that's okay. You might just want to spend time just on one question, or, you know, don't feel that you've got to go through them all, but you can take it home with you, you know, and spend time at home. And for those who are on the Zoom call, you know, we'll try and email it out to you. Oh, good, you're going to get a copy on the screen. There you go, thank you. What an amazing team. Hey, can we just give a big round of applause for these guys in the background? Honestly, fantastic, thank you. The other thing, you know, if this is not your thing and you're struggling, you know, because it's maybe a bit painful and you'd rather do it on your own at home, you know, there is a sheet on the back on a table there of paper, and what we want you to do at some point is to write on it, and we want you to write on it either sickness or disease or some kind of sin. It doesn't have to be your sin or your sickness or disease, but what did Jesus take to the cross? What did Jesus take to the cross? We want you to write it in nice, big, bold, capital letters on the sheet. Just keep rolling the paper. Don't tear it. Just keep rolling it, because it's a big roll of paper. There's lots of room. And it's for something that we're going to do tomorrow morning. But if, you know, if you want to go up there, you might want to draw something, you know, feel free. But it's, what did Jesus take to the cross? You know, what is part of the finished work of the cross? I want you to write it on the sheet there. So we're going to spend till what time, Robert?
In this session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on, what is it? 4:30. 4 o'clock we started, didn't we? 6 o'clock.
Till 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let it form, you
know. Okay. Okay. So we're going to spend a while. You might want to give the person next to you a nudge and say, you know, can you pray with me? You might want me and Ali to pray for you. We're just going to wander around a little bit. So if you want prayer, you don't have to tell us what that's about. Just maybe raise your hand and we'll just come and pray for you, pray with you. Maybe Pam might help us out with that if there's a lot of people. So there's lots of things. You can answer the questions. Go and write something on the sheet up there. But make the most of the time. You know, this is your time and space just to allow Holy Spirit to really, you know, advance you, you know, in this season. So, Father, we just give you this time and we thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you that in the middle of the night, Holy Spirit was with me and Ali, and you just did dramatic deliverance on us, Lord God, in just the flash of a moment, really. You changed our lives, Lord God, because we just said, Lord, if there's anything, we want to deal with it. And so we just want to say again, if there's anything in our hearts and lives, Lord, we want to deal with it. We want to go forward. We want to advance, God. We want more of you, and we know to do that, you need more of us. And so we give you this time, Holy Spirit, and we ask you to come and just to minister to us in these moments, in Jesus' mighty name. And sorry, just to say, because I'm really rubbish at this, our books are at the back, and if you're intrigued by the story that Ali began to tell about our time in Ghana, the stories are just amazing. We're the first city in the world that's been forgiven for the slave trade. That's how big it was that we were doing. So this book was written last year, and it's available at the back. So we do have a card reader as well. So thank you.